People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, we'll learn more about the upcoming Live at the Levee taking place this Saturday from noon to 10 p.m. Live at the Levee provides free music and entertainment to the entire Winona community, and this year includes the super-duper delicious Winona Variety Show from noon to 2. After that, Doug Westerman and I fill you in on all the events happening in and around town for the week and update you on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. Good afternoon. You're listening to Don't You Know. I have Ray Bonneville on the phone with me from Canada. Or where are you right now?
Hi, Terry. I'm in Minnesota right now. I just flew up from Austin where I live. I am a Canadian, but, you know, I live in Austin now and have for about 8 years.
You're coming to Winona May 10th at the Live at the Levee event.
Yes. You know, I played before in Winona a couple of times. My friend Will Kitchen from there, he's been out of the country, I guess, for 3 or 4 years. And when he got back, he gave me a holler and asked me if I'd like to come back. And, of course, I would love to come back.
Live at the Levee is one of these events that offers free music to the people of Winona to come and enjoy, bring their families, and kind of hang out for the day. So thank you for coming and providing your entertainment for that.
I'm thrilled to do it. I love events like that where there's children and folks that you just might not see, you know, playing some show late at night somewhere, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I want people to kind of know what a rich background you have, because you say you're from Austin, you're from Canada, but, I mean, you've kind of traveled everywhere internationally.
Yeah, you know, I left Canada when I was 12 years old. I moved around quite a bit. We moved to Boston when I was just 12 years old. And I switched from French to English at that point. I was in the military at 17 years old. And after that, I was working around New England. And then I moved out west to Colorado. From there, I went to Alaska for a year. Then I lived in Seattle. Then I lived in Paris, France. Then I lived in New Orleans. Then I went back to Boston. And then I went back to Canada for 12 years. And then I went to Arkansas, and then from Arkansas, I moved to Austin.
Wow. You get around, Ray.
I get around.
Me too. So when I was reading a little bit about you, it said that you really didn't start your story till you were 40 years old, that you've been performing probably since like age 17 when you joined a band in that time period. I'm guessing your songwriting didn't happen for you till later?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a band in high school, and then I played music from the age of 20, 21 until about 40 years old. But, you know, I don't know why that is, but I started writing and making records in my early 40s. I really don't know why that is. You know, I can only tell you in retrospect that that's what happened. I there's probably a lot of different reasons. One of them is I got seduced by airplanes. I flew airplanes from the age of 30 to the age of 40, and I still played music, but airplanes was kind of my mistress, and I didn't know which way I was going to go, and then I was working up in Canada flying a bush plane, and I scared myself real bad and decided to hang that up and just go with music full time.
Okay, so you don't fly anymore then?
Well, no, I'm still qualified to fly, but I'm not interested in renting an airplane and poking a hole in the sky. You know, I was really in love with that kind of bush flying and that sort of low level, low to the ground kind of flying. You know, I love that, but I realized how dangerous it was, and not that living your life normally is not dangerous.
Right. So you kind of draw on your experiences in life, I'm guessing, because you have a rich background of traveling and seeing lots of different things and probably a lot of people observation from different cultures that gets integrated into your storytelling. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, that's partially correct. I mean, really, a lot of it comes from my own mind and from allowing influences to go in there and do their work behind the scene, you know, while, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens that in a songwriter's mind or a writer's mind or any artist's mind, really, that you're not aware of, and it comes out in some oblique way, which is really what I love about it, because, you know, I'm very attracted to people who live on the edge of society, and I observe them, and I like them, and I'm one myself. And when I sit down to write, they seem to be the ones who come out. And then I have to sort of find out, you know, who they are and what's going on and what the story is. And it's a very mysterious process that I really like. And I like to keep it mysterious, too. You know, I don't really want to understand it too well.
So I'm guessing when you're hit by the mood, you go ahead and write. What's striking you at that time?
Yeah, I'm always kind of writing in my head, but, you know, something strikes me, I'm going to have to go ahead and stop and put it down somewhere so I don't forget it. And then later I'll sit down with a guitar and I'll see if it wants to go somewhere, you know. Song is the boss. I work for the song, and if I'm open enough to hear it speaking to me, then I can get something done, you know.
I want to know, what's your favorite moment in your career? I'm sure there's a lot of them, but if you could pinpoint one of them.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite moment in my career. That's a kind of a question that, I mean, I have a lot of favorite moments. In fact, all the moments are my favorites, even this moment right now. I don't know that I have a favorite like that, that I could pinpoint to. I mean, I enjoyed meeting, you know, people like Muddy Waters and living in New Orleans and hearing Professor Longhair. I guess when I heard Professor Longhair, you know, he was a New Orleans piano player. And I remember being at Tipitina's and watching him play and just being in heaven listening to this guy, the way that he put the things out, put the songs out, and the energy of it. I guess that would be one of my very favorite moments. I remember I had to go real bad, and I didn't leave because I didn't want to miss a single second of his show.
Wow. Well, living in Nolens, I imagine, was almost an education for you.
It was an education for me. I went to live there for 6 or 7 years in the 80s, and you know, I had been playing, but it wasn't until I got there where I learned the art of taking your time and allowing the silences between the notes to be there and to just let it go. You know, New Orleans is that kind of place where you can get humidity and into your music. You know, you can actually get that vibe that's there into your music if you let it.
I had read a little bit that you said that audiences are different in different areas. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, you know, I don't know that if I said they're different. To me, playing music somewhere is about people. It's not about the way the walls look inside of a place or where the place is on the earth. If you're speaking to the basic emotions of all humans, it's different in some ways, I suppose, because of language and because of the cultural habits. But really, I'm aiming at the visceral part of humans, and so they're different and they're the same at the same time, you know.
Right. I mean, I think what I was referring to is when you were in France or something, that you felt like the audience was listening for the first time.
Oh, well, that was, you know, that was the first time I encountered a completely silent audience. You know, I had been playing, this was before I even wrote a song. I remember I played in a little place called L'Écume in the 15th arrondissement of Paris. And, you know, I had been playing bars and playing places where, you know, alcohol is being sold. And
right. That's
kind of your job, is to promote the sale of alcohol. And this place, you know, was dead quiet. And it scared me. It was the first time I encountered it. And I realized, you know, I better be prepared, because after the applause is over, it's dead silent, and that really freaked me out.
I think that would freak anybody out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I'm sweating like bullets.
Exactly. And now you get to, what's nice is you get to do venues like this live at the Levee, right? Where
it's
oriented to come and see you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some families there that are going to be out for the afternoon, and may or may not have gone specifically to see the music, but it's good. The outdoor shows are different. You know, outdoor shows, people can be out there and visiting with one another, and it doesn't affect the musician, because, you know, the musician doesn't hear that, and you know, just hears the stage monitors, and you can do a great show. And especially, I love to influence children, you know, like if kids hadn't heard this kind of music, you know, and it goes, because I remember when I was a kid, I heard this, these guitars playing in this country band out of my grandmother's radio, which was a big wood thing, you know, like about 3 feet tall, and mm-hmm. these big dials on it. And I remember hearing that, those guitars, and going up to the speaker and gluing my ear to it so I could get closer to them. And, you know, that was my first inkling that I would be in love with this kind of thing.
That's a vivid memory for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you play guitars for young kids, you don't know who you're influencing, you know?
You don't know, and I think music is so powerful that you never know what's going to be that tick moment for them, too. It could be very pivotal.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah. In your career, we're going to go back to that again, you've probably learned a lot of lessons along the way.
A lot of lessons, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any that stick out, or a number of them that stick out in your mind?
I learned a lesson that it's not a perfect world, and it's never going to be perfect. And in fact, when I'm making a record these days, I realize that it's about a mood and about a vibe rather than having something that's really slick. So I'm inclined to leave something on an album now that may not be perfect, but it's not supposed to be perfect. And I've learned that it's not supposed to be perfect, and that actually nothing is perfect. So I've learned to relax about that. And I've just learned to just take my time and to be enjoying it, and to realize that it's a gift, you know, and that I'm lucky to have it.
Again, you're going to be performing it live at the Levee. Again, we appreciate it. There is a Facebook page. There is a web page as well. It's about having free music accessible to everybody in the community, and it takes place down at the Levee May 10th. And I think things start around noon, but
yeah.
Ray's going to be there. So
yep.
I don't know why you want to show up.
You know, I have a new album out, and I want to tell folks about mm-hmm. it. It's called Easy Gone, and they can go to RayBonneville.com or RedHouseRecords.com and find out more about it and where I'm going to be. But, I am going to be there on the 10th at Live on the Levee, and I'm really happy to come there and see those folks.
Thanks again, Ray, for taking time out for us.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed talking to you.
Same here.
Here is Ray Bonneville's Love is Wicked.
Suspicious heart. A perfume on his coat made a look for the lazy tomb where love used to live. A burning jealousy moved in. I had to buy pumpkin tree. She made her mind up one day. Something small she told the man, I can slip in the palm of my hand. Love is wicked, wasting in the dark, tearing at the seams of a suspicious heart.
pocket. He said, what's that? No, darling. Firecrackers, all neighbors said. The floor pooling the bread. Love is wicked. Worst thing in the dark. Telling the scenes of a suspicious heart. Love is wicked. Suspicious heart.
Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're about to take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. Be prepared to write down all the events you may be attending this week. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Doug Westerman. So Ray Bonneville again this weekend at Live at the Levee. Things get underway at noon and go all the way till 10 p.m. If you don't know where the levee is, just head towards the movie theater. And keep heading for the water, but stop.
Head
at
towards
the
river.
So.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. It's my sister's birthday. Not that she'd be listening, but she's older than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a good day for her.
Proving that you're the younger one in the family still, huh?
Correct. I'm the baby. I was spoiled. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I was the baby, too. So, maybe you want to get your run on before you get the margarita and the chips and dip.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, with the Mississippi Medley Group Run today at 5:30. Meet over at the Visitor Center for this weekly group run walk, which is free to all community members. And go at your own pace, and all paces are welcome.
Tonight, between 6 and 8 at the Acoustic Cafe, it is a meeting for Coffee for Queers. Community members and allies are invited to participate in Coffee for Queers, hosted by the Seven Rivers LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Resource Center at the Acoustic Cafe beginning at 6.
Free Student Tuesdays takes place at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum this Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And every Tuesday, bring your student ID for free admission.
We might not remind you next Tuesday.
Right.
So remember, every Tuesday, Free Student Tuesday at the MMAM. Business After Hours. This is a chance for you to get your business squared away with the good folks at Winona Health. From 4 until 8, you can sit down with an account representative and figure out payments and things like that. It's on the second floor of the clinic. Walk-ins will be welcomed and accommodated, but you can call for a reservation, 457-4579.
Overdoing it, the arduous process overdoing it over and over again, is taking place tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Smith Studio and Gallery. That's at 119 East 3rd Street in downtown Winona. It's a collaborative show focusing on the concept of overdone work of art. Artists include Kevin Erke, Noah Glenn, Ryan Mangone, our former production assistant.
Oh.
Joel, and I'm going to apologize if I, Joel Genato, Aaron, a communist, it says with a K, Maggie Sather, Jovi Rocky, and Patrick Nestor, and many others. The show will be up May 6th through May 29th with a reception tomorrow, again from 5 to 8 at the Smith Studio and Art Gallery.
Do you think they'll have a picture of like one of my well-done steaks?
Maybe.
Because that'd be overdoing it, wouldn't it?
I don't know if I would call that art.
Okay. Moving on.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow from 6 to 7 at Great River Chiropractic at 350 East Sarnia, they'll be holding Pathways to Family Wellness. It's a gathering group, a discussion group for families interested in holistic family wellness. You'll find a community of like-minded parents to discuss and support each other in their conscious choices, it says here. We welcome parents, expecting parents, and those preparing to start a family. Nutrition topics, other informed choices, holistic and natural health. Sign up today. Info at greatriverchiropractic1longword.com. Easier, try and call this phone number, 474-6011 for Great River Chiropractic.
You know, it must be Downtown Art Party tomorrow, because also happening downtown from 7 to 9 at SumSum Studio, which is at 168 East 3rd Street, is the Beehive Collective. It's making a stop here in Winona to share breathtaking artwork and stories in their presentation, Rock Bottom and the Age of Extreme Resource Extraction, Fracking, Sulfide Mining, and Tar Sands in the Great Lakes region. Rock Bottom is a special new presentation using allegorical images from The True Cost of Coal and Mesoamerica Resist, graphics and informative stories from around the Great Lakes bioregion. Sounds kind of interesting. More information on the Beehive Collective can be found at www.beehivecollective.org. Again, that's taking place at SumSum Studio from 7 to 9 tomorrow night. That's 168 East 3rd Street.
And then tomorrow night at Ed's, it's Beer Club.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then Wednesday morning, it's walk/bike to work, part of the National Walk and Bike School Month. Elementary school students can participate in the Winona Walk, Bike, and Roll to School events. It's going to take place every Wednesday this month, so the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Students need to be dropped off at the appropriate locations by 7:15. Let's just give them livewellwinona.volunteerlocal.com for more information, or 494-0900.
Right. There's different locations to drop off your students where they will be supervised on their walk/ride to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they do need volunteers. So livewellwinona.org is the quick way to get there. Winona Caregiver Support Group is taking place Wednesday from 2 to 3 at Elder Network Kramer Drive here in Winona, Minnesota. So if you would like to be part of the support group that's taking place Wednesday from 2 to 3, contact Renee at 507-452-0580.
And per usual, the Wesley United Methodist Church at the corner of Main and Broadway here in Winona offers a free supper every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:15. It's followed by a faith formation opportunity for anyone ages 3 and older. That begins at 6:15. Runs until about 7:15. Child care is available for those newborn to 2. All are invited and welcome.
Preparing for childbirth is taking place at the Center for Women's Health at the Winona Health Clinic. It's the third floor, starting Wednesday, going from 6:30 to 8:30. This class will help expectant parents to learn how to positively cope with emotional and physical changes that occur during pregnancy and birth. The cost for all preparing for childbirth classes is $78. However, most insurance providers cover the cost of the classes because it is prenatal care. Class size is limited, so registration is required. It's going to meet for 5 weeks, so this is the first week. May 7th through June 4th on Wednesday evenings.
Did I tell you my 50-year-old friend Peter is starting a family?
Oh, congratulations to Peter.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need help with that, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. So Wednesday night, late night, couple cool events. Jake Illica will be performing on stage at Ed's No Name Bar, as he is often wont to do. That gets underway at 9. 10 o'clock, if you think you're funny, show up at the Big Boobs Comedy Show Open Mic Night. And I tell people on the download when I talk about the Big Boobs Comedy Open Mic Night to bring your A material.
Right. And that starts at 10. That's a later
yes.
one. Yeah.
That's because it gives you time to tune up if you need to tune up before you take the mic.
You got it. Like, tune up might be a drink. Just
might be. Or might just be. Practice your
material.
Routine.
Yep. Local artisans are bringing you their goods this week. It's the Spring 2014 Cottage Cupboard Sale, Thursday from 12 to 6, and Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Old Bait Shack, right? Which is 570 Franklin Street, right across the tracks that make you want to just go off the road.
Loosen your molars?
Yeah, exactly. Call. Looking for a special gift for the mom in your life, or decor to brighten your home for the warmer days ahead? Looking to have to get a new alignment? Come see what treasures await you at the Spring 2014 Cottage Cupboard. We feature repurposed furniture, hand-painted wall decor, fun and funky aprons, soaps, cards, and beautiful handmade jewelry. Flowers and garden stakes will also be found there as we celebrate spring. There you go.
All right. So Thursday from noon to 1, there's a community health talk, and the topic is human trafficking, taking place at the Miller Auditorium at Winona Health. The community health talk will be co-led by Lisa Colbert and Emily Waters from Mission 21. It will give you an overview on the human trafficking, what human trafficking is, and what to do or say if you come into contact with the affected party. Mission 21 is an anti-trafficking service provider committed to complete restoration of child victims of sex trafficking. Local law enforcement will also be present to discuss what Winona County is currently doing to address these concerns. Free and open to the public. Bring your lunch. RSVP by today, Monday, okay? Call 457-4161. 457-4161. Interesting conversation and pertinent.
Widowed Persons Social Group is holding their upcoming dinner Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. I believe this month, I don't know, it doesn't say where they are this month, but if you want to meet with them, you should call 507-452-8334. Again, 507-452-8334. Meet with other people. Sometimes it helps to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, again, Widowed Persons Social Group dinner Thursday nights.
It's a built-in support group.
You got it. And speaking of support groups, we have the Parkinson's support group taking place Thursday as well from 6 to 7 at 420 East Sarnia Street. Stephen Seltz, a Winona health physical therapist, facilitates the Parkinson's support group. The May 8th discussion balance training will take place in outpatient therapy on the Sarnia Square campus. Learn how to safely use exercise equipment and find practical strategies to reduce fear of falling while increasing activity levels.
This Thursday, beginning at 7 at the Trempolo Hotel, it's the Wolverines, or Wolverine singular is how it's presented to mm-hmm. us, featuring Ryan Holweger. Contrary to their scary name, Wolverine is laid-back, lo-fi folk band out of Madison, and they're going to be performing at the Trempolo Hotel.
That's from 7 to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night at 8 o'clock. It's the Winona State University Jazz regular monthly performance at Ed's No Name Bar. And then at Broken World Records at 9:30 on Thursday night, it's the Open Mind Jam. They've got a drum, a guitar, and a microphone. They may have a keyboard. And our own Action Jackson is the host.
Oh, I love him. Friday at the Acoustic Cafe, it's the artist reception with Beetroot Stew. Jamie Harper will be having a reception for his current exhibit. Come down and check out over 40 paintings done with reclaimed materials. Reception is from 7 to 8. Beetroot Stew will perform from 8 to 10. And then also happening this weekend, starting Friday and going through Sunday, it's the Theater du Mississippi's third annual original shorts playwriting competition. Directed and acted by community members, only $5 at the door. So Friday it's at 7:30, Saturday 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m.
I thought it would never get here.
The farmer's market.
Farmer's market season. This Saturday morning. That's an earlier starting time, if I remember right. 7:30 till noon. Okay, and it's right downtown on 2nd and Main. Homegrown, local, fresh foods available at the Winona Farmers Market every Saturday morning. Simple website, winonafarmersmarket.com for more information. Good to see them back on the streets, so to speak.
Sign of spring, hopefully.
Oh, hey. My goodness. Will you shred this for me?
Oh, God, I have, like, boxes. It's Shredgate 2014.
Ba-ba.
Yeah. Paper shredding drive-up event. Can you take all 20 boxes of this? You're invited to bring all the unwanted personal documents you can carry for shredding. I seriously had to clean out my garage for this. Old utility bills, bank statements, medical records, canceled checks, old tax returns, photos you don't want people ever, ever seeing, or any document you wish to have permanently destroyed. Like maybe some bad memories on paper. Just putting it out there. These items will be destroyed at Winona ORC's secured shredding facility. You do not have to remove any staples, paper clips, rubber bands, binders, or folders. Whoa! Please, no magazines or books. Free will donations are being accepted. Want more information? www.winonaorc.org/shredding-service.
La Crescent will be the place to be Saturday morning, beginning at 10, running until 3 in the afternoon. They'll be holding an environmental art fair. The entire community is invited to, I like to call it Le Croissant, but it's La Crescent Montessori and STEM School's third annual art fair. It's a family event, and it's free. They're going to showcase many recycled, upcycled, and handmade arts and crafts for sale and silent auction featuring various local artists. Students have started flowers, herbs, and vegetables, so that, you know, it's already germinated for you, in perfect time for purchase and planting. Kids' crafts and other live events will be going on throughout the day, and volunteers will be grilling up burgers, dogs, and veggie burgers for lunch. Mm-mm, good. Again, the La Crescent Montessori and STEM School, 1116 South Oak Street in La Crescent, beginning at 10.
Live at the Levees this weekend, and we just had an interview with Ray Bonneville about it, but here's a reminder. Free music all day from noon to 10 p.m. Don't miss Ray, Mudcat Grant, and the Bottom Feeder, Sucker Punch Sally, my friend Amanda Hardy, and starting off at noon with the revival of the wonderful Super Duper Delicious Winona
you
Variety
Show. You know Sucker
Show.
Punch Sally?
No, I know Amanda Hardy.
Who's Sucker Punch Sally?
That's a band that's here quite frequently.
It sounds like Sally and Sucker Punch are one and the same.
with
she has a pseudonym, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
With all that free live music, plus great food and drinks, wonderful artisans, and kids' activity, it's the perfect way to spend Saturday with the whole family. More information can be found at www.liveatthelevee.com for more.
Okay, the fourth annual Team Vogel versus Cancer golf outing is taking place at the Cedar Valley Golf Course. Looks like they're teeing up at 1 o'clock. The best thing for you to do is call Jeff, okay? Here's Jeff's number, 507-313-9612 for more information on the Team Vogel versus Cancer golf outing this Saturday, beginning at 1 in the afternoon
at Cedar Valley
Golf Course.
Jeff White is performing at the Trempealeau Hotel. He wears a cowboy hat. Yay.
And does boots. He?
Yes. And his voice has that certain twang to it. But to call him purely country would not do this multi-talented singer-songwriter justice. He does great cover work, and his originals never fail to tell a great story. Any night with Jeff White promises great fun, great tunes, and every now and then a joke that does not completely backfire. At the historic Trempealeau Hotel, 11332 Main Street, home of the Walnut Burger.
Okay. Ben Kuze will be at the Acoustic Cafe Saturday night beginning at 8 o'clock. And is this Harbinger?
Yes. Harbinger is playing at Broken World Records for another night of Metal Mayhem starting at 10 p.m. Funk rock band Space Monster is the opener, though.
Okay.
Harbinger goes on at 11. Now for something completely different, the Winona Brass Band 20th Anniversary Spring Concert will take place on Mother's Day at St. Cecilia Theater on the campus of Winona Cotter High School from 2 to 3:30. They are showcasing a piece written by one of the band members, Eric Hoikoshoven. Yeah.
And then rounding out the Sunday events, the Acoustic Jam will be at the Acoustic Cafe. It gets underway at 4 o'clock. If you want to
give it a shot,
you can. You're there to kind of show off your own musical stylings and things, but there's people there to
give
help
feedback.
You if you'd like. Yes, yeah. Feedback. And then Mike Munson, 8 o'clock Sunday night at Ed's No Name Bar.
From 8 to 11.
Yes. Do you know what's going on, say, Art Beat tomorrow at 12:30?
Yes, we're visiting with Theater du Mississippi people about the original shorts competition.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wednesday at noon, 30. Wednesday at 12:30, it's Hollywood, Minnesota with Nathan Wardinsky. And then Wednesday night at 6:30, it's the live feed.
With Mark Malman. 70s style piano rock that's all original. I mean, it's a very physical show. Very physical.
Wow.
You'll feel the energy pulsing through the speakers.
Okay. I feel the energy of the lawnmower outside of our studios today. Anyway, and then let's say Thursday, 12:30, Culture Click. What's coming up?
We visit with a doctor that's actually an associate professor here on campus. Jennifer talks to us about light pollution.
Oh, yeah.
And Winona in particular.
Okay. And then rounding out our outstanding award-winning programming, Friday night's live feed.
It will be Winona band Driftwood Bones.
Very good.
Yeah, from, again, Midwest Music Fest. You got it.
You know what I like is the fact that if you couldn't make it to every performance at Midwest Music Fest...
we got you covered, hopefully.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what's going on. If you have an event you would like to share with the listening audience... This guy over here takes care of that.
Yeah, kql.org. Click on calendar, then simply scroll down to submit an event. It's really that easy.
Yeah, you got it. We have a Facebook page for KQAL. We also have an Android and Apple app that is free.
Mm-hmm.
Free. And that's what's going on.
Winona. Enjoy your Monday.
Enjoy it. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Thanks again to Ray Bonneville for visiting with us about Live at the Levee. More information about Live at the Levee can be found at www.liveatthelevee.com and on Facebook. And more information on roaming blues musician and poet Ray Bonneville can be found at www.raybonneville.com. I'm Terry Tenseth along with Doug Westerman for Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.